information that we weren't in any program was confirmed to Deputy Patrick McLaughlin in response to a PQ during the week. And I think this clears the picture. If we're not on the 16 to 21 program, I think it's incumbent now on the Chief Commissioner and his management team to ensure that the Carndonagh saga and the Carndonagh station is put back on the map and put on a programme once and for all.
Carndonagh is a small building itself, and there have been a number of issues with the station that have arose recently in relation to the station security. And for the Garda members working there, I'm sure it's not a safe working environment, perhaps?
Not at all. It's neither safe nor acceptable for the Gardaí to be working in conditions. It's neither safe nor acceptable that the local community have to go to such a small station in a small secluded area. It's neither safe nor proper that there are domestic families living locally now on either side, and it's serving a sergeant and up to a complement of 11, so it's 11 Gardaí or 10 Gardaí. And what's really, really annoying for me is that 2 years ago, having pursued this at the Joint Policing Committee, it was confirmed by Terry McGinn, who was the Chief Superintendent, that Carndonagh Station itself was not fit for purpose, was not fit for providing health and safety issues for the locals or for the Gardaí themselves. And when I see the answer that Patrick McLaughlin, Jack Dadala, got from the Dáil, it says that the Garda Building Refurbishment Programme is there to address deficiencies in Garda State. It's there to provide fit-for-purpose facilities for Garda members, for staff, for the general public. That isn't being delivered in Carndonagh or in the north in its own at the moment. And that's why I've invited the Garda Commissioner, come to Carndonagh, come and meet the Inishowen members, and I've invited the JPC chairperson, come and have a meeting in Carndonagh. It's time that saga was put to bed and Carndonagh got their station.